You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
This Elul, as far as our calendar, what number of the month it is?
12.
Last one. Last one. Elul is the last one. Tishrei is?
First.
First one. Very nice. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you know, we finished the year by Elul as far as the Tishrei is Yom HaDin. Yeah, because the, according to idea, that actually Elul, Chaf Hei Be'Elul, is a very special day. You know what happened in Chaf Hei Be'Elul? 25th of Elul, what happened? The world was created. And the biggest phenomenon that happened in the creation of the world was? Los Angeles. Yeah, it was in Los Angeles. So there's a Chaf Hei Be'Elul, they will explain that it's a very, very special day, what you need to do. So now, the question is that Elul starts with what letter?
Yod, Aleph.
Aleph, right, very nice, Aleph, beautiful. And then Tishrei starts with? Tav. Beautiful, very nice, Chazaku Baruch, Chazaku Baruch. So now here, the question is, if Elul is the last month of the year, why does it start with Aleph? And if Tishrei is the beginning of the month, how come it starts with the last letter of Aleph Bet? It's the other way around.
Because the whole world was created by the alphabet of Israel, from Aleph to Tav.
Well, but that doesn't answer our question. That doesn't answer our question.
But
you understand the point?
Yeah.
Yes? You're doing Tarot off, or you understand?
The ending should be Tav.
Elul should have started with Tav, and Tishrei should have started like a Tishrei or Ta'alul, something like that. Because it's the last month of the year. But it's too confusing for you, or?
Very too confusing.
No? You went to Selichot today? Yeah? Oh, that's a good one. Oh. You follow so far? Yeah? So here it seems like the Elul actually has the message of the beginning, because that's with Aleph. And Tishrei, the Tav, is the end.
Elul is with Aleph. Well, that's the beginning of your life.
No, I get it.
Future
Elul.
Life that is coming.
Well, Tishrei. Tishrei, we start saying, Zochnenu L'chaim.
Elul is 40 days before Yom Kippur. Maybe that's why.
Well, the point I said, reminding you, Aleph, from the last 12 months.
Ah.
It's actually your...
Very good, very good. Beautiful. So now the explanation could be that Elul is the last month of the year, actually, but is a beginning to create a foundation for the whole year. That's it, starts with Aleph. So that means if Elul, you're not productive and you're not active, so then there's nothing to gain. So why Tishrei, the beginning of the month, starts with the last letter? Because actually, if Elul, there is no action, so then that means this is the end. There's nothing to do anymore. That's it. It's true that the Tishrei is the first Hebrew month, but still, that already has to be planned this month in Elul. So that means when the Tishrei starts, so then what do you want to do? That's it. You missed out. There's a piece of Gemara. It's a very interesting Gemara. That just imagine you're passing by the sidewalk and you notice a gentleman that is lying down in the middle of the street. And all of a sudden, the car is squeaking, honking, just before to hit this gentleman that is lying in the middle of the street. And then all of a sudden you see somebody run toward him, stretch his hand under his body, under his stomach, he grabs something and run away. So what's the story? So Gemara says a very interesting point. We have in Masechet Baba Matzia, Daf Yud, that is, let's say you notice something like a simple watch, like a Rolex, a very simple watch, like the middle of the street, and then you jump on the watch. That's what the gentleman did. You jump on the watch, right? So nobody will take it. So the other gentleman noticed that what he did. So he goes under his body and grab the watch and then run away. So now Gemara asks, who does the watch to belong to? The one that jumped on it or the one that grabbed it?
The one that grabbed it.
The one that
grabbed it.
But he jumped on it. No? So that means it's not his?
No.
It is his.
No, people take it or not.
Yeah, but what did he do when he jumped on it?
He kept it safe for the other guy to come to pick it up.
Let's say he was not around. Does it belong to him?
Yes.
No?
No, it does.
It does?
Yeah.
So it belongs to him. So why are you telling me the one that grabbed it, he has the possession? He saw it, right? He jumped on it, and so somebody came and grabbed the watch and ran away.
Did I go with the grab?
No, I have no problem with that.
The first one jumped on it just protected.
That's it.
He took it, actually, he took it.
Yeah.
He wanted to protect it?
He saved it only.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Beautiful, very nice, very nice. So now this Gemara teaches us a very, very important lesson. You can come to Beit Knesset at 4:30 a.m. Say, Boshnu mimaaseinu. We are so embarrassed for what we have done. Chatanu avinu ani kedima nebusha uchlima. What does that mean? It's like you jump on the watch, but really, you don't have the possession of it. When you try to make it sound and say, I'm so embarrassed, I'm shameful, but there's no sign. There's no sign of that. It's just like somebody that jump on the watch, you telling me it doesn't belong to him? It only belongs to him that you grab it. So that means if you don't grab what you're saying, so that means really what you're saying is lip service. That's it. Hazak Baruch. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. Elul starts with Aleph. And Tishavi the tough. Why? Because if your Elul is not the beginning, that whatever you say, really, you have a possession of it. You fix your act. You correct whatever that needs to be corrected. So it's just like you're making a lot of balagan, traffic, you know, the car squeaking. But you didn't gain nothing, nothing. But the one that comes and grabs the watch, it's his. And that's what exactly the Elul is all about. If you grab what you're saying, yeah, so it belongs to you. So that means you will be credit for it. But if you're just jumping on it and making lots of distraction, You're not doing anything. So Hashem is like, you know, to be able to grab and then have possession of whatever that we should fix.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.